A group that has been looking at how the opioid crisis affects young kids says the state's child welfare system simply cannot handle the growing number of kids with addicted parents. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
Bennington County State's Attorney Erica Marthage has been handling cases of juvenile neglect for the better part of 20 years. These days, though, she says the cases are more dire than she's ever seen.
The parent that we're working with is struggling with just getting by every day themselves, not caring for a child. That is not their main concern. Their main concern is getting high. And how do we help them help themselves first?
The number of young kids taken into state custody annually has more than doubled since 2010, and Deputy Defender General Marshall Paul says it's created a kind of self-perpetuating problem.
The more overwhelmed the system is, the less able the system is to handle the cases that it has.
Lawmakers' latest attempt to reform that system arrived last week in the form of a report from a work group that was created by the legislature to study the problem. But members of that group say the only way to fix the state's child welfare apparatus is to reduce the number of families engulfed by it. Here's Marshall Paul again, who was part of the task force.
Frankly, there's no adjustments that could be made to our system and no sort of minor tweaks to the system that could allow the system to adequately process the number of cases that are coming into it right now.
That's why Paul and others are encouraging lawmakers to focus their attention well upstream the child welfare system itself. And they say the state needs to somehow find a way to help at-risk families before it gets so bad that the state has to take custody of a child. James Pepper is with the Department of State's Attorneys and Sheriffs.
Identifying high-risk, high-need individuals, getting them the services that they need to prevent them from ever entering the CHIN system is the right approach.
One possibility is something known as home visitation, where caseworkers in some instances begin a relationship with parents as soon as a newborn arrives. But members of the work group say it's still unclear what kind of home visitation model might work for Vermont. And Marshall Paul says the state will probably need to find other ways to preemptively intervene in families' lives if it's going to have any hope of improving the situation.
It's not something that where there's a lot of models to work off of. So we really are kind of forging ahead into some unknown territory, which is what we need to do to address this problem.
Members of the work group say they'll continue their search for those new models as their work progresses. They say they plan to hold a listening tour with child welfare experts next year to get new ideas. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.